On Veterans Day, 24-year-old Letitia Jacobo completed a short sentence at the Polk County Jail in Des Moines, Iowa, for a traffic infraction. She was supposed to have been released at midnight, but things took an odd turn.
I don't know how to explain it. I don't know how to put it in words. It was shocking. I was like, how do I have a ice hold and I'm Native American? It was just weird. It was just crazy.
Jacobo's mom, Erica Burns, learned that her daughter was placed under an ICE detainer and was worried. Both women are members of the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community and therefore legal U.S. citizens. Jacobo's aunt, Maria Nunez, said her sister sprung into action.
Being the holiday that day, we couldn't do much. And here on her reservation side of the family was jumped on the media and reached out to everyone and whoever we could, because we didn't want her removed and sent to we don't know where.
Nunez says the tribal police chief called into corrections officials to vouch for Jacobo's citizenship. And an investigator learned that another inmate at the jail had the same last name as Jacobo. A spokesman for the Polk County Sheriff's Office said it was all a clerical mix-up, and staff have been talked to about preventing repeat errors. Again, Letitia Jacobo.
I'm very thankful for having family members and people out here, because if I didn't, who knows what would have happened. I would have just unknowingly went to ICE custody. So it would have been a scary moment.
Many Native people and supporters are calling this a case of racial profiling, and Jacobo is weighing a lawsuit. For now, though, she plans to celebrate the holiday season with her family. Maria Nunez says she's happy that her niece is safe.
I'm just so proud to be Native American and have all the love and support in knowing that we're all ready to fight and protect what's ours.
Since the Trump administration ramped up its immigration crackdown, tribes have complained of ICE confronting their enrolled citizens. Many have issued guidance on their rights and what documentation to present if detained. Neither the Des Moines ICE office nor the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian community returned requests for comment. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.